Hi, this is Dr. Mohammed Sayyidi Kirin. Medical report patient first name is Majida, M-A-J-E-D-A, last name Saeed, S-A-E-E-D. Date of birth is 07-12-1948, period examination date is 09-30-2024. Next time, chief complaint. This is a televisit since patient could not come due to knee pain. Next line, chief complaint, colon, patient has severe pain in the left knee. Your next line, subjective colon, patient had left knee replacement recently, and after that, she was started on oxycodone by orthopedic physician, 5 mg tablet, one tablet twice a day, and she is about to finish the medication, and she has a pain. The left knee pain level is 6 or 7 upon exertion, and it is 4 to 5 upon resting. And at times, patient has significant pain. It may cross 8 upon 8 on a scale of 0 to 10 period. Patient has no nausea, vomiting, and no constipation period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, the stool color, or skin rashes. Period. Next line. Assessment is left knee pain due to correction. Left knee post-op pain. Your next line, recent history of left knee arthroplasty period. Next line, plan is refill oxycodone 5 mg tablet, one tablet twice a day as needed. Number 20 pills. Next, elevate the left leg on 1 or 2 pillows 3 times a day. Next line, continue physical therapy at the hospital 3 times a week. Here, next line. Return to clinic 7 to 10 days. Period. Had a long discussion with the patient and all her questions answered to her satisfaction. She verbalized full understanding. Period. End of next patient is Razia, R-A-Z-I-A, last name Begum, B-E-G-U-M. Date of birth is 12-09-1953. Your examination date is 10-1-2024. Your next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today. Chief complaint of rash on the scalp, comma, generalized soft tissue pain, comma, stool test positive for cold blood and snoring. Here, next line. Subject to colon, patient came today with the daughter stating that she has rashes on the scalp as she had in the past, and it was relieved with hydrocortisone 2.5% lotion. Period. Patient does not have any active bleeding. Period. Next line. Patient complain of soft tissue muscle pain, especially arms and lower extremities. There is no redness. Patient has a history of fibromyalgia. Period. Next line. Patient had stool test as a routine checkup and was positive for cold blood. And patient does not have any black stools or red blood per rectum. Patient does not have any epigastric pain, common nausea, vomiting, or lower abdominal pain. Next line, patient, correction, doctor stated that patient does have snoring and she has increased sleepiness in the daytime. Period. Patient has correction, patient is overweight and she's low-carb diet. Peter, next line. Review on system colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, stool cover, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities. Here, next line. Past medical history. Is significant for hypercholesterolemia, and she is on atorvastatin 10 mg once a day along with the low-fat diet. The next one, patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency, and she is on vitamin D3. A supplement 5,000 units once a day. The next one, patient has a history of constipation, and she is on colase 50 mg twice a day as needed, along with a high-fiber diet. The next one, patient has a history of iron deficiency, and she is on ferrosulfate 325 mg one tablet a day. Here, next line. Patient has a history of hypertension and she is on losartan 25 mg once a day along with low salt diet. Here, next line. Patient has a history of gastritis and she is on omeprazole 20 mg one tablet a day along with a bland diet. Here, next line. Social history patient lives with her daughter and she never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. Patient otherwise was active. The next line, review of, next line, objective colon. HEENT examination reveals dry scab with some rashes without any active bleeding or pustule. There is no alopecia. Period. Next line, neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. Period. Next line, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line, lungs are clear. Bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdomen is slightly obese without any tenderness. The bowels are active. There is no abdominal tenderness. Here, next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Here, next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Here, next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals mild tenderness of the soft tissues of the upper and lower extremities without any skin changes or redness. And there is no significant swelling. Period. Next patient, Rosette, R-O-S-E-T-T-E, last name Farrow, F-A-R-R-O-W, date of birth is 09-12-1952. Your examination date is 10-1-2024. Your next time chief complaint, colon patient came today for annual physical exam and also complaining of both knee pain, comma, nasal congestion, and follow-up for hypertension period. Also, patient said that she's grieving due to loss of her cousin. Period. Next line, subjective colon patient stated that she has pain in both the knees and is worse upon exertion. The pain level is 5 or 6. And there is no history of falling down. Period. Next line. Patient also complained of nasal congestion for past 5 to 7 days and she had on and off these symptoms. In the past, she was on Monte Lucas with good relief. Period. Next line. Patient came today also for for blood pressure follow-up, and blood pressure is stable at this time. Next line, patient was grieving due to loss of her cousin, and patient is requesting alprazolam for a few days. See the next line, review of system colon, patient denied, excessive headache, correct, patient denied, headache, comma, double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Here, next line. past medical history. It's significant for vitamin B12 deficiency, and she's on vitamin B12 injection 1,000 microgram once a month period. Next time patient has a history of mild gastritis, and she's on famotidine 40 milligram tablet, one tablet daily, along with bland diet. The next time patient has a history of chronic rhinitis, and she's on fluticasone nasal spray 50 microgram per ACT, comma one puff each nostril twice a day as needed. The next line, patient has a history of hypertension, and she's on lisinopril 5 milligram tablet, one tablet, correction, two tablets in the morning, one tablet in the evening, along with low salt diet. The next line, a social history patient is single, her sister is nearby, and patient has three children, and she is by herself. Here, patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. The next line, objective colon, HEET examination is on a marker with the next line. Correction, HEET examination revealed minimal nasal secretions without any bleeding. Period. Next line, it is supported without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. The next line, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmurs. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness. The next line, extremities has no capital tenderness or edema or tremors. The next line, musculoskeletal examination revealed the mild tenderness of both the knee joints without any significant joint effusion, and the pain is worse upon weight bearing. Period. Next one, psychologically, patient appears stable, and she has episodes of grief. Period. Next patient, Amarjit, A-M-A-R-J-I-T, last name Hundal, H-U-N-D-A-L, date of birth is 05-25-1941, period examination date is 10-1-2024, the next one, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of burping, comma, hoarseness of voice, comma, follow-up after emergency room visit, and follow-up for hypertension. And osteopenia. For the next line, subjective colon, patient said that she was in the emergency room a few days ago, and her blood pressure was very high. Also, patient had extensive workup done regarding her joint pains, and rheumatologist saw the patient in the emergency room. Several blood tests was done on our patient, and her fed rate as well as CRP was very high. Her rheumatoid factor and ANA was also high. Patient is advised to continue the appointment with rheumatologist. Here, next line. Patient lately has burping. Patient has burping on and off, and it's been for past several months. Patient does not have any heartburn. Here, next time, patient, I also have hoarseness of voice for past few days, and she was prescribed antibiotic, and it is ciprofloxacin, 500 milligram, one tablet, twice a day. Patient does not have any fever or chills, and there was no cough production. See the next line. Patient came today as a follow-up for hypertension, and her blood pressure is stable today. Patient also had osteopenia diagnosed on a bone scan, and patient is also going to be seen by a rheumatologist. The next line, review our system colon patient denied, headache, comma, dizziness, comma, delusion, comma, swallowing difficulty, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors or skin rashes. Your next line, past medical history, significant for hypertension, and she's on Atenolol 25 milligram, one tablet twice a day, and Hydralazine 25 milligram, two tablets twice a day. Your next patient also have a history, along with low salt diet. Your next patient also have a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she's on atorvastatin 10 milligram once a day along with low fat diet today. Next line, social history patient is married, lives with her husband, and she never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. The next line, objective colon, HEENT examination, there was no significant abnormality of the posterior pharynx. The next line, neck is supple without any lymphoid enlargement or stridor. The next line, heart examination, has normal heart sounds without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdomen is slightly obese without any tenderness, and all sounds are active. The next line, extremities has no cap tenderness or edema or tremors. Your next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. There is no significant musculoskeletal abnormality. Period. Next patient, Cleopatra, Cleopatria, last name is Q-U-I-O-C, date of birth is 06-06-1948, period examination date is 10-1-2024. Okay, next time, chief complaint, colon, patient came today as a follow-up for hypertension and low HDL cholesterol. Period. Next line, subject to colon. The patient stated that she has a continuous glucose monitor and her blood sugar reading ranges from 160 to 94. Period. And had a long discussion regarding low HDL with the patient and her daughter. And omega-3 fatty acid will be increased. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or tremors. Period. Next line. Objective colon, neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. Your next line, heart examination, as normal, first and second heart sounds without any murmurs. Your next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Your next line, extremities are unremarkable without any pupillary edema or cap tenderness. In patient is ambulatory. Period. End of dictation.